turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
It's the Big 420 Party. Purple Haze in Largo is having a free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m. There'll be free giveaways, free samplings, live music, live glass blowing, and some really big sales. Food and beverage will be available at this family-friendly event. That's Purple Haze, 10999 Seminole Boulevard in Largo. Purple Haze, free party Wednesday, April 20th, and Saturday, April 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m.
Mr. Brian Cash Claus!
Well, we got a packed house out there, right? See the dogs and all that?
Everybody, packed. St. Patrick's Day.
Wow, it's packed in that studio. And it's all because of Fat Jack's. You know, we put out there, Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop is going to be catering the show. And there must be about $150, $200 worth of food out there. They really, why is it that they're the best? I don't know. It's just because they just know how to do things right. Like you have some people that are just cheap, right? Would they cater to the show? And I'm like, are you kidding me? But not Fat Jack's.
Oh, that's where the wings are from?
The wings. Do you see the Philly cheesesteaks?
Yeah, I saw the Philly cheesesteak.
And chicken chicks, salad,
yeah,
pizza.
And he makes the sauce for the wings good. Homemade.
It's homemade.
I thought it was really good.
Yes. So anyhow, we got on here. We got John Buck on. John, you there?
I'm here, yes, sir.
I got to say this to you, too. Like, there's very rare that I do this. The only other guy I did this with was Spencer's Western World. Are you familiar with Spencer's Western World?
Not really, no, sir.
Well, they've been in business since 1957, right? And you got to admit, that's a long time.
Oh, yeah.
So yes. Then I'll ask people,
long time.
When I do the interview, right, I'll say, what is the odds of someone being in business since 1957? Now, tell them how long you've been in business.
I I started in 1962.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
And then I go by, you still doing the orange juice?
Oh, yeah. Orange, grape.
60 years in business.
Unbelievable. So how many years would that be in business? That's like 59?
Yeah, my father's age.
More like 61.
Yeah. He was born in 62.
62.
Mm-hmm.
I just got to say it again. Yes. Unbelievable. So do you see why it's an honor to talk to you, like from my standpoint? Like I'm honored? And like Bob. Have I ever been awed by talking to someone? Generally, I don't, right?
Correct.
Do you realize who we have on the air right now?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
It's a long-time business owner.
A long-time business owner. So how'd you get in? So can you, I guess, I know you want to promote the yellow business, right?
Right.
How'd you come up with the name?
I didn't. The man that had a roadside fruit stand here back when I was practically a boy, he came up with the Yellowbanks Grove because right in back of us, there was about an acre of kumquats, which are yellow. And I should have changed the name many years back, but I didn't. So I just kept the name and went right on.
Wow. So what are the changes you've seen on Almerton Road, like, or on Walsingham Road?
Yeah.
Or what are the changes that you've seen over the years?
Well, they're unbelievable. When I came here out in front of this was just a little old 32 by 16 fruit stand, and I bought the piece of property. It was a nothing. There was a one-lane brick road out in front of us, and an old bridge here at Indian Rocks that opened, it swiveled open. And actually, everything on the right, left, back, everything was growth. That's all gone now.
Unbelievable.
It sure is.
Right. And then what about the roads, when they were construction?
On the beach, which we're a quarter of a mile from the beach, the beach had no high-rises whatsoever, none. Sand Key, you couldn't even, there was no bridge. You couldn't even hardly drive there because of the sand. It was just nothing but just cottages.
Well, whatever happened to the cottages?
Well, mostly U.S. Steel bought them up and built high-rises, which are there now. And, of course, the other places, the little guy, they went out of business. They sold their places to, U.S. Steel or somebody that wanted to build a condo. Now it's nothing but condos. You can't even see the Gulf.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. And then as a child, too, are you originally a Floridian?
No, sir. I was born and raised in Indiana, Madison, Indiana.
Wow. How old were you when you came down to Florida?
About 26.
Wow. Unbelievable. I don't know if this is appropriate, but can I ask you how old you are?
It's appropriate. I'm 88.
This is like so many unbelievable. I got to. You come up with another word? Unbelievable.
Yeah.
This is like the greatest interview from my standpoint to have someone, because we have the Clearwater Historical Society come in.
Oh yeah.
And
down the street from us.
Right, and then we just are amazed when they tell us how things were. Do you know Myrtle, the road that we're on? Do you know how Myrtle got their name?
I don't know how, but I'm sure
it's... I'm sure I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
In 1909, Donna Myrtle built a road to go to the cemetery so she can see her mom.
Hmm.
Right? So then when they built the road, they paved it. They said, okay, Donna, you plowed it. We're going to name it after you. And her name was Donna Myrtle.
Okay, I've heard the name. I just am not familiar with the circumstances.
Yeah, so I'd like to, maybe sometime we can do, a thing where we have the Clearwater Historical Society come on and you come on at the same time.
Okay.
And then we just discuss the changes that you've seen live, right? There's a difference between, you read it in a book.
Oh, yeah, believe me.
And then we'll have them come on and you come on. And then it would be an interesting conversation how roads got names. And then you could talk about things that you've seen change.
Okay, that would be quite an education for anybody.
Yes, and would can I count on you to be we're at 706 North Myrtle, and I'll call them up and see if they'd be interested and maybe set it up for some time next month.
That would work fine for me, yes, sir. Just let me know.
Now, let's talk about your business, all right? Bobby, you got the Yellow Brick Road?
Elton John?
Is it Elton John? I thought it was the Beatles.
Well, Yellow Submarine is the beat.
It's Yellow Banks Grove.
Yeah, but which one should we go with? Yellow Brick Road or Yellow Submarine as a song? Which one do you think? The Beatles?
Probably.
All right, we're going to play a song in your honor, the Yellow Bank. You know, just real quick, we had something with Bank. The name of the band is Bank, right? Mm-hmm. So the guy that wrote the song for Bank, right, his son was in here in the studio. Right?
Oh, wow.
Right? And the name of it was Bank something, right? Mm. So then anyhow, the guy that works for us that delivers the... There's a Clearwater, there's a restaurant called Banks, right?
Okay.
So this guy's father who wrote this, Hey Renee, you know the song Renee?
Not really, no.
But anyhow, it was a popular song in the 60s. Well, guess what restaurant he worked for, and he came in here... And he works for us. Guess what shirt he had on?
I have no idea.
Banks Cafe.
Banks Cafe.
How about that?
And then his father wrote the song that was a number one hit in the 60s, and the band that sang it was The Bank. Right? Well, so what is the odds of a guy wearing a shirt, The Bank, and then his father wrote the song, but his father just recently passed away a week earlier. Mm. And it was just freaking. Now, you're a bank, right? So, Yellow Bank. So, we're going to play this. So don't hang up. We're going to play this song in your honor, the Yellow Bank. And then you can just listen to the song and let you know if you need. Tell people where to go to get oranges.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, stay on the phone.
And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found a sea of green, and we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine, yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
Amazing to hear songs from the 60s, right? Do you know that was a number one hit? Did you know that, John?
No, I sure didn't.
Yeah, but like, what type of music do you like? Being 88 years old.
Well, truthfully, I just like kind of the modern thing that we're in today, which is fine.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. That's probably why you're 88. Do you know, I asked a 90-year-old man, how did he live to be 90?
Yeah.
And his answer to me was, you got to be open-minded, and then the day your education ends is the day you're going to die. There was always be open-minded. It was his recommendation to me, in that it was okay to fail, but it's not okay not to try.
I agree with that.
We're going to do a little commercial for you right now and tell us how we do. We're going to rate him. This is our new guy. He's a DJ here. He's new, right? This is your first day on the job.
First time.
Right. So here, let's rate him. John, you're going to rate him 1 to 10. He's going to do a spot for you right now.
Okay.
Ready? Listen.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we have Yellow Banks Groves. They have a rare, unusual blend of flavors in fruit, sweet richness of tangerine, and delicate tartness of grapefruit and orange. Easy to peel, the juiciness of all fruit. Most are seedless. Order now.
Wow. Very good. What did he leave out, though, Mr. John Buck?
Who?
He left out the website and the phone number.
Oh, yes.
What's your website and phone number so people can order?
Well, the phone number is 727-545-5464.
Say the number again.
It's 727-595-5464.
So 5464.
That's
just add 10 to it. Right? So add 10 to 54 and you got 64.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
595-5464. And now give the address.
It's 14423 Walsingham Road.
Was Walsingham always named Walsingham?
Yes, sir. As far as I know.
And did you ever figure out how Walsingham got its name?
No, that was before my time.
I'd like to find that out. I wonder if we can Google that. Can you Google that? How did Walsingham get its name? And how many stores were on the road? Like how many plazas or businesses were on Walsingham when you first opened?
I can only mention, in a mile, I can say 3 or 4, 5 maybe. It was nothing. It was all Grove.
Is there anybody still here on Walsingham that was in business when you opened still here?
Not that I know of, sir. They're all passed away.
Wow. And you're still here. Unbelievable. I just got to keep saying that.
Yeah.
And then we're going to set that thing up with the Historical Society. And I got my friend. We're looking into how Walsingham got its name. And
sounds like it was another settler's name, like McMullins and all the other... what else we got? Taylors and all them. One of the big landowners here.
Really? And his name was Walsingham?
That's what it's looking like. I can't say for sure because they're only giving me the article for State Road 688, which is its real name, or which is its road number.
Is it organic?
Well, when you get ready, give me a call.
Okay, and thank you for being on the show, and it's an honor, and we're just going to say the name of your address and everything again. One more time, just stay there.
Yellow Grove Banks, 14423 Walsingham Road, Largo, Florida, 33774. Toll-free number, U.S. only, 1-833-272-4571. He also has 727-595-5464.
And that's... What's the name of the company?
That is Yellow Banks Groves.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to come up with a song or a commercial for you, too, with a jingle to it.
Okay.
And we would do nothing without your permission, but we're going to come up with something for you in your honor for free.
Okay. Just give me a call.
You're the best, buddy.
Thank you.
God bless you. Okay, we're going to go to our next caller.
Now we're going to Tanya.
Hey, Tanya. How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
We got a packed house here.
That's great.
And the only reason the house is packed, it's not for me.
Oh, no?
It's for Fat Jacks.
You got your food, huh?
Yeah, so we told everybody that we're having free food from Fat Jacks, and they're catering it.
That's why I showed up.
Yeah.
Right. We're here for the food.
Yeah.
Everybody's here for you.
I had no idea I was going to be on radio, but she said it was going to be free food, so I showed up.
Fat Jack's, baby.
Fat
Place
Jack's.
Is packed with people.
Oh, well, enjoy.
Yeah, I'm lucky if I get a sandwich. I mean, you guys really do the real deal. So what's going on there at Fat Jack's?
Nothing special, just the same every day, serving wonderful people with our delicious food.
That's right. And right now it's 5:30. How's the traffic outside?
Crazy. Bumper to bumper.
And that's the time to be on the radio, right?
That's right. For everyone to stop in at Fat Jack and have a delicious, tasty meal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So tell us what this... You have specials or anything for each day, or is it just... Whatever's on the menu.
No, whatever's on the menu.
Can you go over the menu just a little bit, like what you serve?
Sure. We have a section that's called Fat Jack Hotties, and our biggest seller are our cheesesteaks and our chicken cheesesteaks and our buffalo steaks. And we have lots of burgers that are cooked on the grill, and a lot of people say that they're the best because we cook them on the open grill with the flame, and really, that does make a difference.
Big difference, by the way.
Yeah.
Just the taste, the flavor.
Yes, the flavor. You can't compare it. And then we also have hoagies for those who might want to have a hoagie instead of a hot sandwich. We have both sandwiches, and you build them as any way that you want. We have a list of toppings. We have make it a club. Sandwiches. We have tons of sides. My son is making homemade buffalo chicken egg rolls as we speak. I just got done making 200 homemade meatballs that the customers love.
Homemade meatballs. That sounds exciting.
200 today.
200. Wow.
My that'll last us maybe 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the wings. The wings are very popular. And again, another homemade item that my son makes. That's the hot mild sauce, which I think he put on your chicken wings.
I heard you make your own sauce for your wings.
Yeah, I believe that the wings he sent have it on. I don't know if he gave you the hot or the mild.
I tasted the wings. I tasted it mild, but very, very, very tasty. How long have you been making the sauce?
He's been making the sauce, believe it or not, for 13 years. Ever since we lived in Pennsylvania, he started at a young age working in a restaurant, and he discovered this wing sauce, and he just makes it, and everybody loves it, and he's just continued to make it.
Today was the first day I tasted it, and it was amazing.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'll tell him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he'll be watching.
So how long have you guys been in business?
We're here now 4 months.
4 months, okay.
Yes, it's a family business, and we're here 4 months, and we're going strong.
All right, all right. What got you into the business?
My son, he was interested in restaurant business. He's worked in it for years, and the opportunity came around, and he decided to give it a whirl and try it, and the rest is history.
All right.
I'm tired. After 25 years working in a hospital, and guess what? Now I'm his sidekick here every day in the restaurant, and I love it.
All right. What do most of the people like about what you have on the menu? What do you sell the most?
The cheesesteaks.
The cheesesteaks?
People love our cheesesteaks, yes.
I'm a fan of cheesesteaks.
There are the meatball hoagies, too, believe it or not.
Oh, the meatball hoagies?
And then my son came up with what he calls Fat Jack specialties, and they are sandwiches that he made up, and people love them.
Which is his specialty? What does he put on the special sandwiches?
Well, we have the Fat Jack, and that would be a double American cheeseburger on a Kaiser roll with mayonnaise, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onion, with 2 mac and cheese bites. And then we have what's called...
That sounds amazing.
We got an expert, and you know, just to be honest, Grant, he's a college grad, right? A master's degree?
No, not quite.
What?
Degree in finance.
A degree in finance. But you know what he has? He has Gateway Subs in St. Pete.
Right.
And he... The whole time you were talking, just be honest, were you shaking your head?
Yeah, that sounds like an incredible sandwich.
Yeah.
Right. So your secret's out.
Yes, the secret's out.
But I'm just saying to you, he was shaking his head like, going, wow.
The mac and cheese got me at the end. That's what really did it for me.
You
went through the whole process, and I was like, all right, sounds great. And I was like, holy crap, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, so okay. you got a guy that's in the industry shaking his head saying, you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, thank you. You have to have a pretty good appetite to eat our Fat Jack specialties, and they do.
I'm sure it's a lot of food, lot of food.
That's why we're called Fat Jack, because of our portions.
That's awesome.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that. You know, I always ask people that. Remember I said, how'd you come up with Gateway Subs?
Mm-hmm.
How did you come up with the name Fat Jacks?
Well, the word fat is representing our portions because they're very hefty. And then the last part is my grandson, Danny's son, is named Jackson. So we took the Jack from Jackson and named it Fat Jacks.
Wow. See? That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then, like, the food is just unbelievable, right?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable.
I love the wings. I want to try one of the cheese sticks.
And tell us how you came up with the sauce. Did you see the sauce? Like, tell us how, like, was there a lot of trial and error making the sauce?
In the beginning, but like I said, he's been making it for years, so he has it mastered. As a matter of fact, many people want to try it because they love it so much, but we're not selling it as of yet.
Wow, that's when people want, that's when you're in a good spot, right?
Yes.
It's even like work, right? If you want to work and you love to work, it's not work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do what you do, right? You love what you do.
Yeah.
You do what you do, you love what you do. And then it's not work, right?
Exactly.
That's so important. And people that tend to love what they do tend to do a much better job than people that have to work. And you can hear it in the words. I have to go out and do this. I have to do this.
Right.
Here's why I can't do that. And here's why I didn't do this, right? Do you want that person in your organization?
No.
No.
Right.
No. Okay. I feel very blessed to be able to come in every day and be by my son's side and meet all these wonderful people. And he is a master on the grill. It's amazing.
Wow. He
can keep all the orders straight and keep them going.
Did you hear that? He's a master on the grill. And
he is.
And he loves what he's doing. And that's important. You know, like for my company here, Tammy's my backbone. Right?
Yes.
And I can say this, in all the years I've been dealing with her, right? I don't think I've ever had anybody say something negative about Tammy. Think of that.
Oh, she's wonderful.
I just thought about that. Can you give me somebody that said they didn't like Tammy? Like, in my head, have you ever had an argument with a client?
No.
Right, now I can't say the same for me. Right? No, really.
I agree. Sometimes Brian calls me, I just hang up. When Tammy calls me, I always pick up.
But wow, it's just so wonderful to have you on the phone, Tammy on my side. We have the DJ man here. Then we have Grant, who just got all your secrets, and he asked me to call you to get them.
It's not true.
And then, yes, he did. And then, what's this? Danny Lopez. Oh, do you know, too bad your name wasn't another name, but we have DJ Danny Lopez. He's in the top 50 DJs in America.
Oh, wow.
Amazing.
That's amazing, huh?
That is amazing.
And then I give a shout out to Tiffany. Her dad also is, what is your dad? He says, give a shout-out to Tiffany.
Oh, no, give a shout-out to my father. He has cancer. Any help, 727-288-8963.
Okay, yeah, also pray for Tiffany's dad. And, you know, the power of prayer really helps.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. And so I'm sorry to hear that your father has cancer. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, Tammy?
Happy St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
Oh, it's today St. Patty's Day.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, it is St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's
it
drinking.
Is Saint Patrick's
yes. Day. Oh, I'm not wearing
Saint Patrick's. Where's the rummy coat?
Oh, yeah, you get a pinch.
Oh, wow. Did you know it was St. Patty's Day today?
How many green on?
Miss Pat.
She has a St. Patrick's Day tree. Yes, she did.
Yes. And then also, too, is it's very important to remember the green beer.
The green beer.
Can I say one quote
Jameson.
That my grandma used to tell me all the time?
Yes.
Okay. This is an Irish saying. It says, may your best day of your past be the worst day of your future.
Wow, that's wow. Beautiful. Very nice. Very poetic.
Can you say it in Gaelic?
Yeah. That was really good, Tammy. Yeah.
I have to tell you, Tammy came in today to pick up the food, and she looked very nice, all decked out, and she had her green sweater on.
Thank you.
She's
yes.
Very nice with all your green.
Along with her beautiful personality.
She's a sweetheart.
Yes. And I think the reason why, you know, we get a lot of reorders, right? And what was I saying to you? Our reorders are really up more than ever before, right? Yeah. And I think, you know, what I'll do is I'll call and I'll get the person to reorder. But you know who is the customer service rep for all the clients?
Tammy.
Yeah. So then what I do is I take credit for the reorder and tell her, why aren't you getting reorders? But she's the reason why we get them. That's the paradox.
The backbone.
The backbone of the company.
Well, we are going to take a quick break to do the traffic report, which today is sponsored by Lucky Dill, who's having the biggest party in the Bay today, right now. Go by and see them in Palm Harbor on US 19. And also one of our brand new clients, High Cabinetry.
Yeah, and we got to get their permission, but the guy likes classical music, and his name is Moonir. And then we're going to do a classical cabinetry with classic music, and he wanted Mozart's in the background.
Yes.
So we got to do that. Maybe you can help us do the commercial. All right. Anyhow, here it is, traffic report.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Good afternoon, 5:35 here on the Tantalk Radio Network. Let's take a look at your Tantalk traffic. State Road 60 is your slowest right now, probably because of all those St. Patty's Day parties and beach traffic. So you'll see some slowdowns between Tampa and the beach exits. So 275, stop and go around the airport exits, and with an incident at US 92 Dale Mabry, Gandy Bridge is having some slowdowns on the Pinellas side. US 19 north of 580. Also experiencing a small wreck there, so take some extra time there. This traffic report is brought to you by High Cabinetry, Kitchen Cabinets and Vanities. Visit their new location, 24103 U.S. Highway 19, Clearwater, Florida, 727-940-7641. And by the Lucky Dill, the biggest St. Patty's Day party in the Bay is going on right now. That's at 33180 North in Palm Harbor. That's 727-789-5574. Now back to the BCC Coupon Book Show.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
One to ten, you get a 10. Do you believe that? Like, you would think that was somewhere else, right?
But another newsroom.
Grant looked at me, and he was just going, good. Yeah, you did good. Last week, you did terrible.
I know. Okay. I said that.
All right. So last week was bad. This week, good.
Practice makes perfect.
Yes.
Or I just leave out half the accidents in Tampa because, you know it's going to be stopping.
I wonder if anybody's ever made it up because they couldn't get on the computer. I don't know.
Yeah,
maybe
I mean,
because sponsors pay for it.
Well, you see, you can't just say it, when it's all red, all the way up 275. What am I supposed to say? You can get off at this exit. No, you can't. You're going to be stuck there all afternoon.
So is that how you figure it out? I never thought like they do on the Navigator. If it's red,
you go by the red.
You go by the red.
Yeah, yeah.
Really, and that's how you do it.
But my map here, or our Tantalk map, is live, so it's changing. Right in front of my eyes here, so I can see where all the new accidents are.
Where's the slowest part of Tampa Bay right now?
Slowest would be between Dale Mabry and the airport exit there. We are dark red there, and that's because of an accident on 275 at Dale Mabry.
Wow, and we're the only ones who know.
We're the only ones that know.
So in other words, let me ask you a question. Let's just say I'm late to the airport, right? Just go with this. You with me, Grant?
I'm here.
Okay, and I'm waiting. And there is no traffic on 275 going to the airport.
Okay.
But I announce because I want to get to the Tampa airport. You hear? We know where I'm going with this?
I do.
You already know. Because am I devious?
A little bit.
Okay, and then I announce it's a standstill going to the airport. Avoid 275 at all costs, but yet it's going freely. You see what I'm saying? You with me? Because I'm running late to the airport.
Well, then you'd lose your listeners.
Why not? Do you think that's ever been done before?
Probably I'm some sure. station, probably not in Tampa. This is a number 17 radio market out of like 200. So nobody's going to pull. Yeah, Nielsen. Yeah, this is a high ranking market. So nobody's going to try that.
Right. But do you think it's ever been done?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Probably in some small town.
I believe someone like you in some small town.
Brian, yes.
Tried something like this.
Am I? No. I'll be honest with you. I'm going to tell you something that I've come up with. And I just heard it. Conditions or conditional, right? Think of that word, condition or conditional. And sometimes, like for me to believe in God, right? Mm-hmm. What I do is I put conditions on it. In other words, if everything is going right for me and my finances are in order, I tend to say, oh, I really trust God. I believe in God, right? Mm-hmm. And then soon as something goes wrong, right, I lose my faith sometimes.
Yes, it happens.
Right. And that's called conditional. Mm-hmm. So today, I just want to tell you how I have improved. This is the new
and improved Brian?
That's right.
I'm so happy I came today.
2022.
Yeah.
So I'm just all new. You see how I complimented Tammy?
Yes, that was very nice of you.
Right? This is all new. So you didn't even realize it. This is the new me. Right? Even though what I said was true. Mm-hmm. Right? But the thing is my perception. So anything, I couldn't find my keys coming here to the radio station. So they were in the car, but I didn't know it.
That happens with age.
Right. So then I resemble that remark. So then what I did is I didn't get upset. I said, it's okay, because everything happens for a reason.
Yes, it does.
If I got a flat tire and it was pouring rain out.
I call a bad word that I can't say on the air right now.
But if it was pouring rain out, can you imagine pouring rain? You with me?
I can imagine. We live in Florida.
Okay.
Yes, it
does. And then I get a flat tire, right? And I'm running late to an appointment. Do you know what I would say? That's okay.
I would say let's pull over to Sunset Smoothies and get a smoothie that will calm us down.
Very good.
Because Dana is listening right now. Hi, Dana.
Well, good.
Sunset
So
smoothies.
Let's see. Can you?
It sounds delicious.
Yes. Can you go over some of those? Just read them first, this lady here is unbelievable. Mm-hmm. She took her time. She did it right. They're there at Curlew and Alternate 19. Mm-hmm. There's a McDonald's there at the corner. And I always believe you should put a landmark. Like if I say to you, what's the address where they're at?
2606 Bayshore Boulevard, Dunedin, 34698.
Right, where is that? No one knows, right?
I'm from Pasco.
But if I said to you, the corner of Curlew and Alternate 19, mm-hmm. behind the McDonald's.
Landmark.
I believe that's...
By the Florida Youth Ranch.
By the Florida Youth... Oh, we got to do a commercial for them too, actually. Unbelievable. That's right. Get their information. But anyhow, can you do a commercial? We're going to rate him, okay?
Okay.
You did the commercial for Orange Blossom. You need some work, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, Grant, here we're going to go. You let us know when you're ready to be auditioned to be a member of this radio team. Can Grant do it, folks? Can he do it?
Time will tell.
Time will tell. You know what the acronym for time is? Things I Must Earn.
Okay. Thank you. Always full of fun back, Brian.
That's it. You know what the currency is? You can never replace time, but you can replace money.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, go. Time will tell.
Come visit Sunset Smoothies and Ice Cream. We got smoothies for $7.25. We have so many great and fun flavors like cotton candy with pineapple, strawberries, honey, coconut milk. We have vegan flavors, so if you want to be a little bit healthier these days, that works too. You can do add-ons, you can customize, there's two sides of just different delicious things, and then on the other side, there's ice cream. So if you don't want to be vegan, that's okay too. We got waffle cones for 99 cents, waffle bowls for 99 cents, ice cream toppings for 50 cents, specialty sundaes, a small for $6.50, a medium for $7.90. Wow, these prices are on fire. You didn't even hear it. You literally left for it.
Oh, I knew it was good.
Oh my gosh. It does sound delicious, and you should come check them out at 2606 Bayshore Boulevard, Dunedin, 34698, near the landmark of
McDonald's at Curlew and Alternate 19. Behind the McDonald's, next to the Florida Youth Ranch. by us doing that too, by the way, it reminded us that we need to do a special for them. Now, she really is something. I think she has a college degree or she's just smart. You know, I never did ask her that. But she's a real smart lady. You ever know the type that, like, you know you're talking to someone that's educated or smart in the way her appearance is and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
You just can tell. Classy, is that it?
Articulate. Intelligent.
Intelligent. What other word?
Sophisticated.
Dignified.
Confident.
Confident.
Yeah.
PMA.
Well, Henry Ford never had a college degree.
Right. And then you know when he got sued by the Chicago Sun, mm-hmm. and do you know they said he was ignorant.
Well, he sued them.
He sued them.
They, for defamation.
Right. And do you know he won that lawsuit?
Yes,
he was the first one to ever beat a newspaper. And do you know why?
He said, "Sir, I have a button on my desk that I can press at any point and it will bring me an expert of anything I could possibly ever want to know.
That's
who's
right.
the intelligent person here?"
Right. That's so smart, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I consider myself an expert in the coupon field or the radio show, right? Of course, you got to feel have confidence to say that, right? You're the expert in the sandwich. You went to college.
To sell smiles through sandwiches, yes. I went to college to sell smiles through sandwiches, yes.
Now he's mad at me. He just canceled in his head. Right? Did you just cancel?
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Time will tell.
Courtesy, no. man.
Look at me.
I know. You're getting shots fired. Don't play this game, Brian.
It's not on radio, too. Oh, man, this is stupid. We just lost Grant, by the way.
I know. The more he talks, the more I walk away.
That's it. He's running, actually. No, you got to walk before you run. Remember mm-hmm. that.
And crawl before that.
Ooh, or see, now you're back.
Or just take off running.
Right. All right. So let's talk about the sunset smoothie and ice cream. Too.
You missed my ad. It was.
You still get a 10. You beat him. You want a $50 gift certificate, okay? I was only kidding. I hate when I do that.
Yeah,
I really realize I wish I could go back in time. Because you know what I mean? This is the one thing you don't do. Do you know what the two things people want in life?
Oh my gosh. Is Mr.
That's why I'm so quiet right now.
Entirely too much. That's what.
But what are the two things people want in life? They want to be right and understood.
And
love, too.
No,
that's true, though, too. Everybody wants to be loved. I don't care who you are, right? You can be the toughest, baddest guy in the world. You still want it. Everybody wants love. And you know where love is, God is, right? So there you go. So then if you're projecting love, then it comes back to you, mm-hmm. too. You project what you
love,
get.
Love, affirmation.
Okay. So sunset, smoothies, and ice cream. You did a great job, Grant. They're at the corner of Curlew and Alternate 19 behind the McDonald's. And I had the coconut something. It was the greatest ice cream. I think everything is homemade, but I'm not sure. Because it doesn't say. But it tasted so creamy that I felt like it was homemade. But yeah, they're doing a great job there. And if you want someone that has a great smile and has joy, because you know what I mean? They say the more you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then let your face show it. You want to get a nice smile, go to Sunset Smoothie. That's what I would say.
Awesome. So you're really good at saying "You're Great" by Tony the Tiger, remember? So can you do that for me real quick? So I can introduce our next
No, I'll have Grant do it. You know,
you're good at it.
But you do it. No, I'm trying to get back in your good graces.
This isn't how you do it.
No? But what I'm saying
can
is...
Can we do it together, Brian?
We'll do it. What is it?
Might be $10.
So Tony the Tiger... Like,
well, just you're great.
Just the "You're Great" part.
Okay.
You're great!
All right. Very good. Which is the name of our new client, Tony the Tiger. He is located at 19206 U.S. Highway 19, which is right at the corner of Harn and U.S. 19. And he just opened a brand new business for car sales. It's called U.S. Auto Sales. And he says he's going to do a promo to anybody who is listening and or comes in that you hear it on the radio. He will give you, come in to look at a car, or if you buy a car, he is going to give you a free gas card. So anybody who checks out his car lot is going to get a free gas card.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gas and he's also,
it's very easy to get financed with Tony. He says all you have to do is send two pay stubs and your driver's license from any state to his email, which is Tony, TIGAR68@gmail.com, and that gets you approval. And he has all cars that are 2015 or newer, and they are 100% covered on parts and labor for up to 3 years. And he says he'll give any customer 5 days to drive up to 300 miles. And if they are not 1,000% happy for any reason, they can switch it out for another car at no cost.
Wow, that's unusual. That's standing behind your product there, right?
That is.
You let someone, because that's unusual. Because usually when you drive off the lot, do you know in car sales, I'm going to test you. I'm making a comeback with Grant.
I know.
Okay. So anybody can answer this question, right? Gets a $50 gift certificate. You too, Bobby. Eating Frank's Pizza.
Got it. Frank's Pizza.
My number one advertiser. A man that really, I like to just do a 20-minute show of me just talking about Frank from Frank's Pizza. That's it.
And you have to take a bite and then just describe the sensation in which you're getting every bite of the way.
You're so right, Grant.
Yes, every bite.
How am I doing? Am I making a comeback with him?
Yeah, I think you're making a comeback.
So someone drives off the car lot, right? And you're the car salesman, right? And it's a buy here, pay here place, right? What's the next sentence you say when you see that person drive off the car lot?
Is it drive off in their car or one of your
They're
cars?
Driving off in your car. It's a buy here, pay here.
They're just going for
They
a
put $500 down. And they're driving off the car lot. What do you say as a salesman when you see their car driving off the, right off the, what do they call it, the driveway?
See you never.
The chase begins.
The chase begins.
You know, the drive here, pay here places? Because mm-hmm. you have to have no credit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Usually you're paying the high interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Not to say, like, and I've been there. You know, and I didn't even know any better myself. That's how stupid I was. I got a brand new car, and I didn't know. I was trying to negotiate the price. I didn't realize what was more important was the interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy, what every time I, like, I negotiated this really low price, but yet it was $24,000 instead of $12,000. It actually doubled in price over 4 years just because I didn't know to ask about the interest rate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the highest interest rate I paid was 27%.
It used to be illegal.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that was my mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, back to me.
As always.
Right. So what I'm trying to do is not put conditions on my happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I want to be like, okay, something goes wrong. Say that there was a purpose for it, right? And be thankful that I'm in the position, because if you look at the problems you have, they're sometimes good problems, right? And but we don't see it at the time. Like someone that's homeless, and I told them, oh, yeah, the filter in my pool broke. What do you think the homeless guy is going to say to me? All right? And there's nothing wrong with being homeless.
Mm-hmm.
Or you don't look down on people that are homeless. The only time you look down on them is when you want to help them up. But mm-hmm. you look down at your feet, right? And you look at your sneakers, right? Do that right now. Assuming you have sneakers on. And then you say, oh, look, I don't like these sneakers. And how can you appreciate your sneakers? When you look at the guy next to you and he has no feet. All of a sudden, your sneakers don't look so bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I need to do. Put more thanks on what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And then the more you complain about what you have, the more you get to complain about. Now, what I want to do is, my friend here, we have Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store. What I want you to do, my friend, is do a radio spot for them and then talk about Gateway Subs. So you got two things to do.
I come here to hang out and you put me to work.
That's it. So anyhow, he owns Gateway Subs, right?
Okay.
They're college grads. I was making fun of them. And then, like, he looked at me. Because, you know, you went to college and he opens up a sub shop. And then when they have 10,000 locations and he pulls up in a Porsche. Because really, his theory is really, like, in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come in as a customer, but you leave as family.
Mm-hmm.
Is the motto of Gateway Subs. Isn't that a good motto?
That's an excellent motto.
We're Epicureans who value good business and treat people rather than objects getting in the way of our happiness. And society's never been closer, yet we've never felt farther apart. And the sense of community has never been lacking. Well, the best way to get a sense of community is feed someone, open their mind, have a conversation, and leave them feeling better than when they got there. So we feed you physically, mentally, and spiritually.
That wow. is a college education speaking right there.
Right, but also spiritual,
very, very
too.
Very articulate. You know, he grabbed the spiritual part, but he knew how to communicate it.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of people who have great philosophies but don't know how to get their thoughts out.
Or put it into action.
Yeah.
Right.
Or put it into action.
And that's what he, Grant, has
just
done.
Just took me 8,000 hours.
Yeah.
Right. So where are you located?
We're located on 3rd Ave North and 31st Street down in St. Petersburg, just off of Central Ave, three blocks north, just by the post office down there.
Very so, good. So, yeah, it's really a cool thing. And then these three college grads, because I tell the story when you're not here,
mm-hmm.
right? I tell the story of how proud I am. You listen to the shows, like they say who you're proud of, right? And you are the first one that comes to mind. Am I making a comeback?
He is making a comeback.
All right. So now, I have Bobby. How many times do I talk about him? Like when he's not even here, like they said, we're talking about who I'm proud of.
Behind his back? Oh, no.
Yeah.
All the time. Huh? All the time. All good things all the time.
Right.
Seriously. I know you were joking.
Okay, so go ahead. Commercial.
Come to Sheriff's Ranch's Thrift Store. We're at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard, Dunedin, corner of Alt 19 and Curlew. All clothing 50% off on Monday, Tuesday. There's literally a deal every single day besides Sunday. It might be closed. Furniture, clothes, books, housewares, artwork, and more. 14,000 square foot of great shopping. Present this coupon in BCC coupon book, and you get 50% off store wide. Come check us out. Look forward to seeing you.
Did you call Mike?
He puts me to work all the time.
Oh, does he?
I come here like once every like 4 or 5 weeks and everything, and it's awesome, and I love it. And he always puts me to work.
This was my first time being here. Wasn't knowing what to expect.
What are your takeaways?
Like I said, I'm still observing, filling it out.
Yep.
You know. I wasn't expecting to be involved like this. But
expect the unexpected.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, and then we got cricketers, right, Mike, and he's doing his St. Patrick's Day party today, and they're at the corner of Curlew
and
Alton and 19, behind the McDonald's, next to the Florida Youth Ranch. Wow, that's pretty cool that we have this.
Yeah,
you might he has a tent up there. There could be as many as 10,000 people go in and out of there. Like, I don't know how he gets away with it, but he's the only guy I know that can put up a big tent, and he does multiple parties throughout the year, and he puts it in the parking lot. So the party's in the parking lot, and then you can't even sit in his restaurant. I mean, you talk about a party. And they estimate that about 10,000 people over a 3-day period go through there.
Wow.
And it's at the corner of Curlew and Alternate 19, and it's behind the McDonald's. In closing, what would you like to say about Gateway Subs, my friend?
I already said it. We had a great conversation. We're here serving half-pound hoagies. Whatever makes you happy makes us happy. And
half-pound hoagie?
Yeah.
You just got my attention.
And we slice the meat in front of you. All the veggies are prepped every single morning. It's as fresh as it possibly can be. And then you leave feeling really good.
Very good. And if you want to also see another St. Patrick's Day party, a woman of integrity and honor, the Lucky Dill. Now, they're on US 19. And it's so, like, how you can tell a place is really neat, too, is you go see where the mailman eats. But in this case, you can't sit down at the Lucky Dill. They're packed. And that's all because of Kim. Kim is an honorable, dignified woman, and it's just an honor to do business with them. You know, when you think of a really gold standard restaurant, you think Lucky Dill. Gateway Subs. Grant. Time will tell.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.